HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tov, we're continuing with Halachot of Hadlakat Nerot. We already mentioned in the past that we have to be Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh, which means that we have to add on from the Chol, from the weekday, from the mundane, to the Kodesh, to the Shabbat. And therefore, we always have to accept upon ourselves Shabbat beforehand, which means that we cannot go until Mamash HaShekiah, until the sunset, in order to be doing Melacha. We must do it beforehand, and this is Tosefet Shabbat, which is Doraita, which means from the Torah, we are obligated to add on. The only difference is that if you do not do Tosefet Shabbat, we cannot give you lashes, because you're transgressing a positive commandment, so we cannot give you lashes, or it's not considered that you're Mechalel Shabbat, that we could give you Sekila or stone a person. However though, right, from the Shekiah onwards, that's from the sunset onwards, that's when that applies, that we're not allowed to do Melacha. And that already you have the problems of whether it's a kila or of lashes or of anything, if a person is going to do milacha afterwards. Now what happens is that Minhag Yisrael is to already start lighting candles beforehand. Rav David Yosef here brings down that the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to do it 20 minutes before Shekiah, 20 minutes before sunset, that they would come and they would start lighting the candles. And he says, do not pay attention to that which is written in some calendars that it's 40 minutes beforehand in Yerushalayim and other places, but rather it's 20 minutes. And that's what he says. In Chutz La'aretz, it's over here, whether it's in America or in Canada or other places, it's 18 minutes. If you look in all the calendars, right, or all the times of Hadlakat Nerot, it's always 18 minutes before the sunset. You have what's called Hadlakat Nerot. So it's 18 minutes beforehand. So now, right, what happens is that what is the earliest and what is the latest time you're allowed to light the candles? So we know that the earliest time to light the candles is Pelag HaMincha, Peleg HaMincha. Peleg HaMincha is an hour and a quarter, Shaot Zmaniot, which means that it's Halachic time. It's not hours on your clock. An hour and a quarter before, right, there's a machloket, whether it's going to be before nighttime or before sunset. The minhag was that we always do before sunset, just for a very simple reason, because if you do an hour and a quarter before nightfall, so therefore what happens is that many times it could be 3 or 4 minutes before Hadlakat Nerot, what we have. Which means that if you do an hour and a quarter before night, whichever night that you take, whether it's going to be Rabbeinu Tam, especially if you would take Rabbeinu Tam, if Rabbeinu Tam is 72 minutes, Zmaniot afterwards, and an hour and a quarter is an hour and 15 minutes, so therefore it's going to come out that a few minutes before Shekiah is Pelag HaMincha. So that's the earliest you would be able to say the Hadlakat Nerot with a bracha. So therefore, because of that, the minhag is usually an hour and a quarter before sunset. So an hour and a quarter before sunset, that's what, if you look in the bulletin, you can find in my zmanim there, that's what we do, an hour and a quarter before sunset. That's the earliest time to do Hadlakat Nerot with a bracha. Obviously, don't do it beforehand, because then it's not recognizable that you're lighting the candles for Shabbat. Because imagine right now, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to light candles. You're going to tell me that's for Shabbat. Shabbat is going to be at, even nowadays, Shabbat is still at 5 o'clock. It's not at 2 o'clock. So therefore, it's not recognizable. So therefore, the earliest you could do it is an hour and a quarter beforehand, which nowadays is around 4 something, right, 4:20-ish, in order to do the Hadlakat Nerot. What happens now on the other hand? Which means, Lecha Techila, we just said that a person should light the candles to 18 minutes before, right? That's what we do, the 18 minutes before, that's the candle lighting. What happens if a woman didn't do that? Right, so then, until when is she allowed to light candles? So here, the Halacha Berurah brings down that nevertheless, if a woman did not light the candles, the 20 minutes or whatever it was, the minutes before, right, that they would light the candles, she's still allowed to light the candles until 5 minutes before the Shekiah. The reason why he says 5 minutes before Shekiah is because of the Tosefet Shabbat. If you remember, we did bring down Rav Ben Sion says until even 3 minutes before the Shekiah, which means, because the question is, how much do you have to do Tosefet Shabbat? What is the measure of how much you have to add on to the Shabbat? So since it's not really written, right, how much, and there's a machlok that poskim, so they say the minimum is a few minutes, so therefore that's why they come and they say whether it's going to be 3 minutes or 5 minutes. However though, so people, there's a misconception, because people come and they think, one second, right, I have 18 minutes, right, you never have a full 18 minutes. Some people say, one second, I've got candle lighting, and then I've got 18 minutes to do whatever I want. I could drive a car, or I could come, no, one second. We have to do Tosefet Shabbat. And if Tosefet Shabbat is going to be minimum of 3 to 5 minutes beforehand, so you don't have any more 18 minutes anymore, right? You're either going to have either 15 minutes or 13 minutes, but you're not going to have 18 minutes anymore. So therefore, a person should just pay attention to this, because whether it's going to be the woman of the house that she's lighting candles, or the man of the house that he's coming to the Beit HaKnesset and he's coming by car, or things like that, it's very important to remember that Tosefet Shabbat is Mina Torah. You have to add on to the Shabbat from the Torah, and therefore it has to be minimum of 3 to 5 minutes beforehand. However, though, a woman could light candles after the candle lighting time. That's also a mistake that a lot of people think. A lot of people think, the second that it's after the candle lighting, if candle lighting is a 5:12, that's it. 5:12, now she can't light candles. No. She could still light candles. But she has until, right, remember, that whether it's going to be 5 minutes before the Shekiah or maximum 3 minutes before Shekiah, before sunset, that she would have to light the candles of the Shabbat.